This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here are this week's top headlines. Bush administration disbands NNSA Advisory Committee, and NNSA oversight of tribes prompts NMAD to request more comment time for MPF. Bush administration this week quietly disbanded the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, Advisory Committee. The committee was comprised of academics, retired government officials, and military leaders who provide independent oversight of the actions of NNSA and held public hearings and released public reports on nuclear weapons issues. Although federal law requires the committee to hold regular public meetings and publicly release its reports, neither had been done since May of 2002. Federal statutes also require that, should such a committee be disbanded, a notice must be posted in the Federal Register. No such notice was posted, however. Instead, a simple email alerted committee members that the committee had been dissolved. Critics are concerned that the dissolution of the committee will compromise transparency and public participation in NNSA's activities. Congressman Edward Markey of the Congressional Task Force on Nonproliferation said, quote, "Instead of seeking balanced expert advice and analysis about this important topic, the Department of Energy has disbanded the one forum for honest, unbiased external review of its nuclear weapons policies," end quote. Critics are also concerned because the dissolution comes just days before the Bush administration is scheduled to meet as Strategic Command in Nebraska to discuss the controversial nuclear posture review in which the administration advocates resumption of underground weapons testing. At the upcoming meeting, the administration is also expected to discuss testing new tactical nuclear weapons, such as the robust nuclear earth penetrator and low-yield battlefield nuclear weapons. Markey said, quote, "The Bush administration is considering policy changes that will alter the role of nuclear weapons in national defense. Given the importance and sheer complexity of the issues raised, why was the only independent contemplative body studying nuclear weapons disbanded? And disbanded in such a surreptitious fashion," end quote. New Mexico Environment Department NMED Secretary Ron Curry this week sent a letter to Jay Rose, NNSA's document manager of the Modern Pit Facility Project, requesting an extension of time for the public to comment on the environmental impact statement for the MPF. Curry said that the extension is necessary because NNSA neglected to distribute the document to tribal leaders in New Mexico. Curry said that the document, quote, "was not provided to the Environment Departments of New Mexico's sovereign tribal entities in a timely manner. In fact, they did not receive this document until last week, limiting their ability to provide insightful comment," end quote. Curry said further, quote, "The state of New Mexico and the NMED strongly support the rights of our state's 22 separate and distinct tribal groups. NMED works closely with the Pueblos, tribes, and the Navajo Nation on environmental issues of shared interest. We believe that this issue is one of the utmost importance and deserves thorough comment and review by all affected parties," end quote. Jay Rose refused to comment on the issue, saying only that a decision about the extension would be made after the letter and the issues raised therein had gone through an appropriate review. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radio Active Hotline, 1-800-456-8863, or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.